Diffuse awareness. All right, guys. This is going to be a stretch for you because the easiest thing to do will be to think this is a version of how you think. It's not. Okay? Diffuse means to pour in every direction. As a man, you are what we call single focused. Yes? You're single focused. You pay attention to one result at a time. Single focus. We have diffuse awareness. Most men will interpret that, oh, so you pay attention to three or four things at a time? No. Oh, you focus on two or three things at a time? No. It means we don't focus. We don't focus. It doesn't mean we can't focus, because we can. For short periods of time, and it's like, you know how much energy it takes to get the shuttle free from the force of gravity? Right? You know, all the fuels burned up, getting it free from the force of... That's what it takes for us to focus. You know, I'll sit down to write something, which requires focus, right? And focus, Allison. Ladies, can you relate? Yes, thank you. Diffuse awareness, poured in every direction. Now, if you think about the gatherer, this is useful as a gatherer. You go to the meadow, you can't just hunt down one particular plant in the meadow. You have to have a kind of awareness that's, there's that, oh, and there's a critter over there, we gotta watch out for that. And and the sun's going down, oh, and there's the baby on my hip and it needs this, I mean, if we had single focus, right, we would cook dinner and forget the baby. Or take care of the baby and forget about dinner. It's designed on purpose. It's not only what allows us to multitask, it's what makes us multitask. There's this awareness of all these things, and the awareness is that they all need me. This needs to get done, and that needs to get done, and this needs to get done, and that needs to get done. So the multitasking that you see women doing, we didn't choose it. See, as a guy, you mostly get to decide what you're going to do next, right? You're focused on something, then you go through your transition ritual, and in the transition ritual, you're transitioning to the next thing you've picked to do. Okay, now we're going to work on this, and you get ready to work on that, and then you just work on that. No. So diffuse awareness causes one of the most commonly known things about women is that we're multitasking. So that's where you would put multitasking. Now to men, this appears scattered, yes? What's the word? Scattered. But this is the thing. I gotta tell you how it actually happens. Because the experience is of not being scattered. The experience is of an environment being very loud. And this is one of the things that women never talk about. You're going to find out something today that we never talk about, and we don't talk about it because we think it means we're crazy. And women don't talk about the things that they think mean they're crazy. But we're going to talk about them today. As a woman is walking through her meadow, could be her living room, could be her home. As she's walking through it, it's not just that there's an awareness that needs to be done. The way that the awareness occurs is that the things in our environment talk to us. Now, I'm not saying we have voices in our heads, because we don't have voices in our heads. The voices are over there. Right? The pillow says, straighten me. The curtain says, I'm ugly. The table says, I'm dirty. The sock says, why haven't you taught your husband to pick up his socks yet? Ladies, raise your hand if you can relate to what I'm talking about. Yeah, our environments, they talk to us. And they're not nice. They're really not nice. Everything is past due. We walk through an environment and we are accused for what isn't just right in that environment. As a woman, for us to be peaceful, what we need is quiet. But it's not quiet like the TV's turned off and there's no music or people shouting. We need our environment to be quiet. One of the biggest differences between men and women is what an unmade bed is like. To a man, an unmade bed is efficient. Right? It's efficient, it's ready, you're tired, slide right in there. As a woman, an unmade bed makes her bedroom too loud to be in. Ladies, raise your hand if you can relate to what I'm talking about. It's too loud.